Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Whoa! I feel good. I knew that I would not.
The Godfather of Soul, ladies and gentlemen, the late, great James Brown, bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and ageofthecustomer.com. That's the website for my new book, The Age of the Customer. So I hope you check that out when you get a chance. We're visiting with a couple of very smart ladies. Susan Marsico is the Director of Corporate Benefits and HR Systems at the Online Computer Library Center. And also Dr. Deborah Lerner is here. She's with Tufts Medical Center. She's Director of the Program on Health, Work, and Productivity there. And we're talking about presenteeism, the concept of someone showing up and being there, but not really engaged, not really contributing like they should, primarily in this case because of something that is outside of the business, an external influence. In this case, we're specifically, Dr. Lerner is specifically talking to us about depression. And Susan, before I get to Dr. Lerner, I want to ask you, give us the website first of your work, and then tell us what you estimate the cost to the economy is of presenteeism. Go ahead.
Sure. So we are. Well, let me back up. A few years ago, we really started.
Give me the website first.
Sure. It's rightdirectionforme.com.
All right. So check that out, folks. Go ahead, Susan.
And so how we became engaged in Right Direction was we really started looking at our data a few years ago, and surprisingly at the time for us found that depression was a top five, whether that's diagnosed condition, our antidepressant utilization, short-term disabilities, sick leaves, et cetera. We really started getting concerned about related reasons for that, such as job satisfaction, productivity levels, performance, all the things we have just spent time talking about, and I think you've been talking to your listeners for years.
Mm-hmm.
So last fall, we decided to focus attention specifically on depression and mental health. Historically, that's been a taboo topic in the workforce, kind of what we've also talked about in the last segment.
Mostly because I'm not qualified. Mostly because, as a manager, I'm not qualified to deal with it.
Right, exactly. You're not even sure what the reason is for that.
I can deal with a lazy employee. I can't deal with a depressed employee.
Right, exactly. Most managers, most business owners are not familiar with that and not sure how to do that.
Right.
So we kicked off Right Direction, and that was really just to start talking about depression and mental health.
Mm-hmm.
We looked at various options. We found this one, great program. It's very credible. It's developed through the American Psychiatric Foundation and Employers mm-hmm. Health Coalition, which is a large business coalition on health, supported by Takeda Pharmaceuticals and Lundbeck. So it really had that credibility behind it. And again, the reason was to start talking about depression and mental health.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really so employees could hopefully go to that website, rightdirectionforme.com, and start learning about depression, mm-hmm. what it looks like. Again, from going back to what you just said, is a lot of people don't even know they have depression.
Let me get Deborah in here. Dr. Lerner, give our small business owner some ideas on how to deal with this and how to take the first steps.
Okay, so if they don't have a lot of experience with depression, and most of us don't, the Right Direction for Me website is a great way to start. Well, first of all, I want to say for small business owners that this is free. So this is a free resource.
We like free. Thank you.
Yeah, free is great, right, especially when it comes to health issues. And so the Right Direction Education for Me provides employers, and individual employees can go on as well, and it's kind of a toolbox, and it gives you information about depression. It also gives you, you can sign up and get what's called a field guide, which is a great toolkit that you can use to put messaging out in the company, to do various kinds of educational activities, but it also has tools on site, so you can lead the employees to the site where they can take a short survey to figure out whether or not they might have depression and what the next steps are. So there's a great collection of resources that are available to companies and to individual employees that can, first of all, tell them what depression is. And there's a lot of people who walk around suspecting that they may be depressed and aren't quite sure. So this is a way to kind of get your foot in the door privately, figure out
how does an employer, all right, so let's say we got someone listening right now, an employer listening right now, and they think they've got an employee who might have this problem. How do we move an employee in that direction without offending them, without getting ourselves into trouble? What do we do?
You know, Susan might be more qualified to talk about that.
I've got 30 seconds, Susan. What do we do?
I think it's providing the resources to your employees so that they are aware that there are resources available to them, mm-hmm. and that might.
What if they act like they have no clue? You're the employer. You're the only one who thinks you know anything about this. You realize what's going on. How do you get them to deal with this?
Yeah, in my experience, because I have talked to a lot of people with depression who are working, and nobody usually asks them. But one of the important things is for people to approach somebody very carefully, not to say that I think you have depression,
right.
but to tell the employee that they notice that there's been a change mm-hmm. in their behavior at work, mm-hmm. and they're concerned about it, and they might want to go see somebody to figure out what's going on.
Susan, give me that website quickly, one more time.
WriteDirectionForMe.com.
WriteDirectionForMe.com. Susan, Deborah, good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you very much.
See you next time. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.